WTAW News Time is 7:05. It's 45 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirnem and Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. The Bryan City Council upheld two rulings by the Planning and Zoning Commission during last night's meeting. Both involved new housing designed for college students. Approved was rezoning property near Northgate on Jefferson between College Main and Aspen to build 12 units containing 30 bedrooms. The council then denied the appeal of developers wanting a conditional use permit to build 19 townhomes containing 72 bedrooms. Art Hughes was the only council member supporting a conditional use permit for vacant land across South College from Carney's Pub.
Commercial is only going to want the front part of this project, and any neighbors are only going to want it to be in front. I think the last thing we want is another noise issue on this track, which would be a nightclub or a hangout of one sort or another.
The council majority sided with a few homeowners along Watson Lane opposed to adding congestion by an adjacent trailer park. The Bryan City Council and Brazos County Commissioner's Court are still working on a large economic development agreement with an international company.
Yesterday's council and commission agendas both included incentives to bring a $120 million manufacturing plant to the Texas Triangle Park north of Bryan. Due to ongoing negotiations, both governing bodies delayed action. The county will return today while the council's called a special meeting for Friday afternoon. Last week, the Bryan School Board voted to enter negotiations. The only public information so far is that Quadrum Pipe and Tube wants the city to not annex the land for 10 years. In return, Quadrum would hire at least 285 people and generate a minimum payroll of more than $10 million. They will also make a payment to the city starting in year four, an amount that's half of what would have been collected in property taxes. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
A statewide scare for public education took place yesterday afternoon when the Texas House voted against reauthorizing the Lottery Commission. The lottery provides $2 billion in school funding. After lunch, the House returned and voted to continue the Lottery Commission. Among those in the first vote to end the lottery were Kyle Cassell of Rural College Station, John Rainey of Bryan, and Lois Colcourse of Brenham. All three switched their votes in the second round to continue the Lottery Commission another 12 years. Cassell reversed his vote because of the loss of money for schools and countless charities as well as nonprofit organizations. New details about the explosion in West include federal authorities now saying the crater is 93 feet wide and 10 feet deep. McLennan County Sheriff Parnell McNamara has a warning to anyone who might protest the funerals.
Make no mistake about it. Any attempt by any group or organization to disrupt the funerals of any of our victims of this tragedy will be dealt with swiftly and prosecuted to the full extent of the law.
The first of the funeral services was held yesterday. About 150 mourners paid respect to 57-year-old Mariano Saldivar, who lived in the apartment complex that was destroyed by the blast. According to his obituary, Saldivar moved to West in 2008 to be near family. However, his wife, who lives in Mexico, was not able to attend the service. There's at least one congressman from outside of Texas who wants to know more about the explosion.
State investigators visited the West Fertilizer plant at least twice in the weeks that led up to last week's deadly explosion, according to records from the Texas State Chemist. There are several violations noted, usually for fertilizers, that did not contain the exact right mixture. The revelation comes as Congressman Benny Thompson of Mississippi, who's a ranking member of the House Committee on Homeland Security, called into question whether regulatory gridlock may have contributed to the disaster. Thompson is quoted as saying, "It seems this manufacturer was willfully off the grid and had chemicals well above the threshold amount to be regulated under the Chemical Facility Anti-Terrorism Standards Act." Joe Gomez, TSN News.
A Bryan man is in jail accused of breaking into a restaurant about two blocks from his home. Bryan Police Detective Bobby Williams says 48-year-old James Williamson III was arrested Monday for a burglary and theft of money last Friday at Tijin's China Diner off Boonville Road.
He was identified from surveillance caught there at the store.
According to the arrest report, Williamson broke the front glass doors at Tijin's twice, along with the nearby Double Dave's. He was arrested after being pulled over for driving with a suspended license and remains in jail in lieu of bond. And at the Texas Transportation Institute, they had drivers go around a track and at certain points send a message either manually or with a talk-to-text app. Study author Kristen Yeager says, special app or not, any sort of texting and driving is dangerous.
All of these different and seemingly new kinds of distractions are still distractions. So hopefully it'll help people make better choices.
What they found was driver reaction times were 2 times slower no matter what method they used. WTAW News Time is 7:11. It's 44 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by Zwirnem & Flooring. We'll have more news for you at 7:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zwirnem & Flooring takes pride in providing you our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwirnem & Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? Call 776-280 for Zwirnem & Flooring today.
At BMW, we've always been known for firsts. We introduced onboard navigation first. We developed active front steering first. So the fact that the BMW 3 Series is the only car to have ever won Car and Driver's 10 Best 22 years in a row, it's just another first. Come see why for yourself. The BMW 3 Series. We only make one thing. The ultimate driving machine. Visit your local BMW center today.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW. See them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
I hate when it's cold outside.
And I hate it when it's hot outside.
At Malik Service, we don't care.
What?
What matters is how your family feels inside your home all year long.
Oh.
Malik Service is all heating and AC units and is proud to install Carrier products. And now's the time to call Malik for your spring tune-up. We'll inspect every component of your HVAC system to make sure it's running efficiently to save you money throughout the hot summer.
Call 776-2222 for a free estimate or at malikservice.com. Malik Service, making a difference. Like us on Facebook.
Good morning, 712. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Considerable cloudiness today. The chance for a shower. Cool. Highs only near 60. Cool air mass covers the central United States this morning. We'll have clouds tonight. There may be a shower, 50 to 55. Chance of showers tomorrow. Highs will be up around 70. Tomorrow night, it's going to be mostly cloudy with lows near 60 degrees. Friday, we'll see clouds. We could see some showers. High temperatures on Friday, 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Fighting Texas Aggie baseball played last night in San Marcos. We've also got an update for Luke Jokel going to the NFL draft. And the playoffs are in full swing for the NBA. All that with sports coming up at 7:50.
You know, we heard about it, and it was done quickly and rectified quickly. But this Associated Press Twitter feed yesterday.
Oh, yeah, that turned into a big stink.
It did. I mean, sent the stock market into a real fall.
Yep.
Dow had been up about 130 points before the tweet that said that President Obama had been injured in a pair of White House explosions. The Real AP tweet minutes later that was a hoax, and they suspended the account, caused all that had been lost to come back in the stock market in 60 seconds. In
wow.
60 seconds.
Which now they're investigating, should this be something that's worked on more, because if it's that susceptible to change, right, for
and hiccup. Unstable.
Well, and again, and I'm not a stock market trader specialist and don't play well on the radio, but there's so many things that are now computer generated trading that things happen so quickly. It's pretty hard to, I don't know how successful you can be doing a day trader anymore. You know what I mean?
It'd be tricky.
I mean, those are cute commercials with that baby and all that kind of stuff, but I'm not thinking that that's the way you can really make money now.
No,
well, they've got so many algorithms built into some of those auto trades that when the news gets flaky, they start bailing stocks.
That's it, right.
My father was trained as an economist, but I don't think he holds much stock in the stocks.
Stock in the stocks. Mm-hmm. The Assyrian Electronic Army, which recently hacked both CBS and NPR, has claimed responsibility. Before that happened, TMZ was out there saying that it was the same group that had been swatting celebrities. This is something, if you've heard about it, where they'll say something's happening at like Tom Cruise's house, they'll call 911 and they roll a SWAT team, and So, but it wasn't the same group. Something kind of different. And while we talk about that, things that Americans may not understand. This is written by a law enforcement officer with 4 decades experience in law enforcement. Number one, there is evil in the world.
Yes.
We can scramble for meanings and theories and all the answers that you want to, but you have to remember that there are some people that are just evil. There are some things that are just evil.
No kidding.
Nobody is immune from the influence of wickedness.
That's why communism doesn't work.
Number two, huh?
Like socialism, it would work if everyone was nice, but guess what? We're not.
That's right. Number two, this is why we have seen the militarization of the police. Now, let's stop here for a minute. Let's get off on a little railroad spur here for a second and talk about this. Because, you know, we were talking about it at the House, and in fact, we were discussing after the show yesterday, I was talking to some people. The pictures of watching police in military uniforms basically forcing their way into homes in Watertown and around that area, that's pretty disconcerting. I mean, you'd see pictures of women holding their babies while these guys and gals go in and, you know, with their semi-automatic weapons and basically march through the house.
Oh, they're not semis. Those are
automatic.
Those are MP5s.
Again, that's a little uncomfortable. And you take that and you tie with it the idea that they shut down one of the 20 largest cities in America. I mean, they shut Boston down. The only buses that were running were buses that carried police officers.
Special circumstance?
For one person. They're looking for one 19-year-old, and they did that. I'm not sure that I'm completely comfortable with that. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I understand that they need to have SWAT tactics, and they need to have military-grade weapons, and they need to do some of those things in some circumstances. But this was one dude. And I don't know that I'm completely comfortable with that. But, you know, it is what it is, and they've done it.
Well, if we want to talk about just all everything, well, why don't we talk about people who feel like there's pictures that have come up where two other guys are with black backpacks who look similar to the two suspects from Russia, or, you know, was it staged, or, you know, there's a lot of weird stuff we could talk about.
There's a big tinfoil hat thing going on that.
Yeah, okay, that's fine, but I'm still kind of concerned about the reaction to the circumstance. Again, coming in and marching through people's homes and shutting down cities.
If the people of Boston are willing, like, if they feel the cost, that's different from the military just coming in.
Kat, I don't think they had an option.
Yeah, when you're told to stay in your house and there's a guy with an MP5 outside, you don't go outside.
It's not like, hey, I was thinking I'd stay home today.
But at the same time, everybody wants the bad guy to be caught. It wasn't like just some bad guy that not everybody cared about. The whole culture and society of Boston had been affected. And
no, it hadn't. I disagree with you. I think there are hundreds of thousands of people who were not impacted by this. No. I mean, it's the Boston Marathon, and it's well known, but no, a lot of people didn't die because of this.
I mean, didn't most of Texas take it personally when West blew up? Why wouldn't most of Boston take it personally if people are killed and a whole section of their town's blown up?
I don't believe you can draw the parallel. I don't believe you can draw the parallel. What you're talking about is a very localized situation. There are hundreds of thousands of people in Boston who had their lives disrupted because of this, and they would not have otherwise.
Right, but what I'm saying is just, you know, as much as we care about West, I mean, I cared about it deeply, and it was an accident. So don't you think that Boston as a whole would feel infringed upon and attacked, even if it wasn't? I would take it personally if I was a Bostonian.
And that's
fine.
You have the right to do that, but I wouldn't. And again, the idea of police closing down a city because of it is something I'm a little uncomfortable with. But anyway, moving on. Facts and theories are golden and conjecture is foolish. Now, that's true that you may think that the police officials are keeping the public in the dark, but the thing is, they don't play expert commentator. You know, they don't come on to say something, to theorize things.
They're not politicians.
They want to deal in facts. Number four, police are not omniscient and they're not omnipresent. They do need the help of people. They're not psychics. Next, the applause will fade. He says, we'll bask in the appreciation when we can, but just remember that Jesus was welcomed with shouts of adoration not many days before the crowds turned on him. I thought that was kind of interesting.
That is interesting.
Number six, this is what we face every day as first responders. Every day. Shootouts, murderers, bombers. Those are the kind of things that those people put their lives on the line for every day. And we need to not lose sight of that. We end up seeing what happens there. And, of course, we had the drama here with the police shootout a few months ago. So it does come home to us, but know that every call that a law officer makes, they may end up being confronted with some sort of deadly force
and
on the other side.
Having lived with one for a while,
yeah,
that is something they honest to God, think about every
sure.
time they get off their motorcycle or out of the car.
Yeah, I cannot imagine how they do their job sometimes. I really, really can't. But anyway, just some thoughts from a guy who's got four decades in law enforcement and maybe some things to take away from that. All right, 7:21, no winner in last night's drawing for the Mega Millions. That means Friday it's $103 million. Okay, it's worth going out and getting a ticket now because it's over $100 million. Never mind the chances are 175.7 million to one that you won't win, but, you know, what the heck. And then, let's see, we got another one, the Powerball. It's $116 million. So, what the heck? You win one of those, you just go get yourself an island.
What's your threshold on that? When do you start playing? When it gets up to 200, or do you play at all?
Yeah, no, I mean, I have. We used to, you know, one of the things that Tom would do, Tom would go around. Tom was one of those guys who we'd do the, you know, we do
the
pool for the NCAA basketball tournament, okay? And then after the first weekend, you know, Tom was just, he was such a bleeding heart, he wanted to give people a second chance, and so he'd have the second chance. Which he usually won, by the way.
Well, that's why. Is that bleeding heart?
Right. And so anyway, but what Tom would do is Tom would, yeah, he would quite often generate some sort of a thing where, you know, you go collect money and then we'd go buy, you know, tickets. Which, you know, if you think about it, there's not a whole lot of us working here. I mean, there are more than at most other radio stations. But if we all won, what would we do? Are we all going to stay forever? We'd probably be pretty hard to work with, to be honest.
Order pizza during the show every day.
Yeah, exactly.
We'd really like for you to cover this on Saturday. Yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah, I think I got something else to do.
You're going to have to find somebody else for that.
I think I got something else to do. All right, put that cinnamon roll down. Put it down right now.
Oh.
Put it down. Here's the reason. You should have started 3 days ago on your summer diet. That's right. You should have started 3 days ago on your summer diet. This past Sunday, according to the study, was the day that most women started their goal of shedding the 11 pounds they want to lose before summer.
11?
That's what they say. The poll by a supermarket chain discovered that 82% of American women aim to slim down by summer. Men, on the other hand, we don't care.
We don't care.
Nah. One in five plan on trimming themselves up a little bit before they go out there to the pools and the beaches. More than a quarter of women use celebrity bikini pictures as their incentive. So do guys. Have you noticed that?
Yes.
Oh.
It's the same picture.
It is. It's the same picture.
Termite season is here, so protect your home immediately. Termites look just like flying ants, so people usually don't even know that their house is being destroyed from the inside out. So if you have mysterious bugs flying around your house, call EcoZap Pest Control today. EcoZap is the only company in BCS with Blazer, the termite detection dog. Plus, EcoZap will beat the other guys by 20%. So call EcoZap Pest Control for 20% off any termite or pest treatment. Call 3147-RUF. That's 3147-RUF.
Did you know you can take a college course in less than 3 weeks? Try a mini-mester class at Blinn College. The May mini-mester runs May 13th through the 29th. You can take an online class and still go home for summer break, take a class you've been needing for your transcript, or take a class just to learn something new. Get ahead or catch up with a mini-mester course. Search for classes and find out how to apply at blinn.edu. Blinn College. Proven.
Intercon, local company, they do windows. That's all they do. They're specialists when it comes to windows. And, you know, that's an important thing because windows are a big part of your utility bill. And if they're not efficient, then you're going to be paying for that mistake every day. And builder's-grade windows are not the most efficient windows out there. So understand that just making a small change can really make a difference in your utility bill. And one of the things that's great is that Intercon, being a local company, they don't use any high-pressure tactics. And I mention that because there's some people in this business who do. But because they're local, Oscar and Brad Beard, hometown folks right here, they do the same things we do. They go to the same places we do. They want to make sure that you are a satisfied customer with them. And that's why they'll give you an estimate as to what it takes to either upgrade the windows that you have now or replace them with new ones. And then they'll never put any high pressure on you because they know it's a good product at a fair price. The other thing they'll do, because they're a local company, is they'll work with you in stages. If that's what you need to do to make sure that it fits within your budget, then Intercon can do that for you too. But you have to make the first move, and that's to make a phone call to them. 823-3639. Give Intercon a call and let them come out and show you what they can do for your windows.
Lunch doesn't have to be boring, and it doesn't have to be the same boring lunch day after day. At Subway restaurants, you can enjoy many of your favorite sandwiches as a featured fresh value meal for $5.50. A different regular 6-inch sandwich is featured every day as a fresh value meal with chips and a 21-ounce drink. Choosing lunch just got easier. Start your week off right with a turkey breast and Black Forest ham sandwich on Monday. On Tuesday, enjoy oven-roasted chicken. Alleviate those midweek blues with turkey breast on Wednesday. Treat yourself on Thursday to a spicy Italian. End the work week with a cold cut combo on Friday. The weekends are even better with Black Forest ham on Saturday and sweet onion chicken teriyaki on Sunday. It's our $5.50 fresh value meal of the day. Get a featured 6-inch sandwich, chips, and a 21-ounce drink for only $5.50. Head to your nearest Subway restaurant and see what's on the menu today. Valid at participating locations. Excludes premium subs. Additional charge for extras. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Subway. Eat fresh.
Good morning, 726. The Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com. Most of the shower activity is out of here. It's going to stay cloudy and it's going to be windy still. Look for gusts up to about 25 miles an hour today. So even though it's going to be 62, it won't feel like it. Tonight, chilly again, about 49 for our low. Then things change tomorrow. We'll have a high temperature of 73. Winds will still be out of the northeast, so it won't be quite as comfortable. But then, heck, by Thursday and by Friday, we're looking at a high temperature around 80. Same thing for Saturday and Sunday, and the sunshine returns on Sunday. Right now, chill factor's 38 because the winds are out of the north at 15. 80% relative humidity, overcast skies, and we're looking at 45.
On Saturday, May 4th, Aggieland Humane Society will hold their annual Adopt-a-thon event where all pets will be half price. Mark your calendars now and prepare your home for your new best friend. Go to AggielandHumane.org for more information.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byanski at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
A few weeks ago, Alex, bright 13-year-old from Wilmington, Indiana, called me to discuss global warming. This young man researched it at the library. He told me it was not hard at all to find evidence that man-made global warming is a hoax. Well, the left went nuts out there. TheHill.com published an article attacking Alex. Lots of liberal bloggers chimed in, some trying to track down the library he used. Alex, we have new information. You can use the iPad I gave you to find this story that surfaced over the weekend. It's big. NASA has released a report that proves so-called greenhouse gases are not cooking the planet. Fact, just the opposite. NASA reports that carbon dioxide acts as a coolant for the Earth. According to Langley Research Center data, CO2 actually blocks up to 95% of the solar rays that would otherwise reach us and heat things up. The new report also exposes flaws in the models that scientists have used to support claims that human activities warm the planet. Turns out the data fed into the computer models was based on faulty interpretation of the laws of thermodynamics. The report also exposes how one global warming proponent, noted expert, used data that was widely known to be discredited. Can you say hoax? This report is from NASA, and it directly contradicts past findings from NASA and other agencies. Maybe the truth about the global warming hoax is finally becoming too hard to hide.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
My friends, every computer and smartphone we have contains valuable information, pictures, data. I'm sure you have the same arrangement. Now, all of that needs to be protected. It all needs to be backed up so that you're not left suffering if everything is lost. So we went on a search for the best company with the brightest ideas for online, off-site backup. And we found it at iDrive.com. That's the company that we are now using, iDrive.com. We made the move to iDrive.com because it's smart, it's intuitive, and we have the full confidence that their backup ability is industry best. Now, you make the move, too, to iDrive.com. Every computer in your home or office can be on the same account, as well as your phones, starting at less than $5 a month. So join us today. Make the move to iDrive.com. Just go to iDrive.com and use the offer code RUSH. Save 20%. Can't beat that. iDrive.com.
Nestled in the heart of Aggieland, Emerald Ridge Estates is Aggieland's premier upscale gated subdivision. With tracts up to an acre and a half, Emerald Ridge Estates provides the peace of being in the country while possessing all the benefits of city utilities. At Emerald Ridge Estates, you'll experience privacy with convenient access to the middle of College Station. Priced from the 140s, Emerald Ridge Estates has only a few lots remaining. Purchase your piece of Aggieland in Emerald Ridge Estates by calling Jason Byinsky with BCR Real Estate at 219-5555 or visit EmeraldRidgeEstates.com today.
Anco Insurance began providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley over 135 years ago. Today, we still realize the importance of providing the best products backed by excellent service. Anco's insurance specialists have the experience to design an insurance package to fit your needs, whether you're a business owner or need coverage for your auto, home, or family. Visit Anco Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 45 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Spring Insurance. It's a great day at Spring Insurance. Call 777-4459. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. Bryan police are looking at one person being responsible for three break-ins at two restaurants in the Austin's Colony Shopping Center. Detective Bobby Williams says surveillance video inside T-Jin's China Diner showed the suspect.
He was identified, and from there, they obtained more information through a search warrant, and then a warrant was issued.
48-year-old James Williamson III, who lives about two blocks from the restaurant, was stopped for driving with a suspended license. He was arrested for last Friday's burglary, which included breaking the front glass doors and taking money. The arrest report accuses him of a second burglary at T-Jin's and shattering the doors at the nearby Double Dave's, but he was not arrested in those incidents. Vacant land on South College in Bryan will remain that way. That's after the City Council rejected an appeal by developers seeking to build 19 townhomes containing 72 bedrooms across the street from Carney's Pub. Mayor Pro Tem Ann Horton sided with the Planning and Zoning Commission against a conditional use permit.
When I see a facility like this, it has like four bedrooms with four bathrooms, four cars, doesn't even begin to cover who all's going to park there. Another thing that kind of troubles me is this is zone for commercial development. It's a special business district, and I think that what we're trying to do is encourage business in that area.
The council's also sided with the PNZ board to grant rezoning for student housing near Northgate. 12 units containing 30 bedrooms will be built along Jefferson between College Main and Aspen. Negotiations continue to bring a $120 million plant to the Texas Triangle Business Park north of Bryan.
The Bryan City Council and Brazos County Commission delayed action yesterday on agreements with Quadrant Pipe and Tube. City wants the international company to buy 183 acres in the industrial park. The deal calls for the city to not annex the land for 10 years. In return, starting in the fourth year of the agreement, Quadrant would pay the equivalent of half of what they'd be charged in property taxes. The county commission's considering a tax abatement agreement. And last week, the Bryan School Board voted to pursue negotiations to receive payments in lieu of property taxes. According to information given to the City Council, Quadrant would hire at least 285 people, generating a yearly payroll of $10 million. The county will take up the tax abatement today, and the city its non-annexation agreement on Friday afternoon. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
While the cause of last week's explosion in West has not been determined, investigators have ruled out the source being a railroad car full of ammonium nitrate.
It's just terrible devastation. There's so much damage. I don't know how else to describe it. I've heard it described as a war zone. That's what it looked like. The blast was very powerful.
That's McLennan County Sheriff Parnell McNamara, who issued a warning to anyone thinking about protesting funerals that they will be arrested and prosecuted. Meanwhile, Congress is getting involved in the investigation.
Records from the Texas State Chemist show that state investigators visited the West Fertilizer plant twice in the weeks that led up to last week's deadly explosion. There are several violations noted, usually for fertilizers that did not contain the exact right mixture. The revelation comes as Congressman Benny Thompson of Mississippi, who's a ranking member of the House Committee and Homeland Security, called into question whether regulatory gridlock may have contributed to the disaster. Thompson is quoted as saying, "It seems this manufacturer was willfully off the grid." Joe Gomez, TSN News.
The Texas House voted twice yesterday on the future of the lottery. Before lunch, lawmakers defeated a bill reauthorizing the Lottery Commission. The majority vote included John Rainey of Bryan, Cal Cassell of Rural College Station, and Lois Kolkhorst of Brenham. After lunch, the bill was reconsidered, and it passed, giving the lottery another 12 years. Rainey, Cassell, and Kolkhorst were among those changing their votes. Cassell said he switched because of the budget problems created by losing more than $2 billion generated by the lottery, which would go to public education and nonprofit organizations. And results are out from a study at the Texas Transportation Institute. Study author Kristen Yeager says drivers went around a track and sent text messages, either manually or with a talk-to-text app, at a specific point. Not surprisingly, all those texting and driving spent less time looking at the road.
However they're texting, if they're watching the road less often and their reaction times are slower, then you know you're less able to take action in response to a sudden roadway hazard.
They found that no matter which type of texting was used, driver reaction times were 2 times slower. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 45 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by Spring Insurance. We'll have more news for you at 8:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Howdy, friends. This is Gary Flanagan with Spring Insurance. A new customer asked me, why is old insurance was so much more expensive than ours? The answer is insurance companies are constantly reevaluating the markets they serve, determining whether to increase their presence in that market with lower prices or reduce their exposure with higher prices. All the while knowing that a certain number of their customers will never shop their rates and will continue to pay even the inflated premiums. Give us a call and let us show you why it's a great day with Spring Insurance.
Sioux Falls Prater is your local authorized John Deere dealer. Sioux Falls Prater has a variety of John Deere utility tractors that are perfect for the new or smaller acreage rural property owner. Easy to use controls and comfort that you'll appreciate. And right now, Sioux Falls Prater has the 45-horsepower 5045D utility tractor on sale for $19,499, plus 0% financing for 72 months available for qualified buyers. This tractor has an open operator station, and the rear hydraulic remote lets you use hydraulically powered implements. Hurry on to Sioux Falls Prater today. This offer is good only through April 30th. Find the location nearest you online at cptractor.com. Sioux Falls Prater. Quality and integrity at prices you can afford.
It's been at the back of your mind for a while now. All of your kids have moved out, or maybe you're just tired of looking at the same kitchen and bathroom every day. Whatever the reason, the Marriott Group is here to make your remodeling project a success. This is Larry Marriott, and we've been building and remodeling homes for more than 35 years. Give us a call and let us get your next remodeling project started. It's what you've been waiting for. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Marriott Homes, voted best in the Brazos Valley since 2004.
Those humid, hot Central Texas days are on their way. With more humidity comes higher levels of mold, dust mites, a leading cause of allergens, and that stuffy feeling in the air when your AC isn't running. Why suffer the effects of high humidity when you don't have to? The answer is an April Air Whole Home Dehumidifier from Superior Service Company. Let Superior Service Company conduct a free, no-obligation, in-home evaluation. Call Superior Service Company today, 218-0416. April Air and Superior Service Company, helping you feel good inside.
7:39, our Brazos Valley weather forecast, brought to you by Thomas More Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. Thomas More Feed, 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway, or at morefeed.com.
Clouds, they'll be with us throughout the day, and there may also be a shower. It's certainly going to be cool today, thanks to high pressure off to the north. Highs today 60. Lots of clouds tonight. There's the risk of a shower. Lows overnight 50 to 55. We could see a shower or two during the day tomorrow. It should be milder. Highs will be up near 70. Mostly cloudy near 60 tomorrow night. Chance of a few showers on Friday. Highs will be 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It was hard. A lot of thought came into it, a lot of prayer, and, talked with my family a ton and then my coaching staff.
That's Luke Jokel talking about leaving A&M early for the draft. Outland Trophy winner is looking to go pretty high. We'll share all that with you. Plus, we've got A&M baseball and the NBA playoffs in about 12 minutes in sports.
We're doing NASCAR this week. We've got NASCAR this week. You know, hey, don't forget about NASCAR, okay? NASCAR, yeah.
I'm going to have a chili dog.
What's that got to do with NASCAR?
In honor of NASCAR.
Wow. Juan Montoya drives the number 42 Chevy for Earnhardt Ganassi Racing in NASCAR.
It's Juan Pablo.
Okay. This weekend, he has a new sponsor.
And that would be?
Depends.
Ouch.
Normally, Montoya is sponsored by Target, which offers a racing program to their suppliers. Entry into the program, plus some extra money, gets one race as their primary sponsor car. Okay, they get to be the lead sponsor. They do it in both NASCAR and IndyCar, which is why sometimes you'll see the Target car, and other times you'll see the Polaroid car or the Gillette car or whatever.
A lot of them have that.
Sure. Target frequently, you know, wants to pump up those products. So this week, Depends pay that extra
Shouldn't
little bit.
Shouldn't Mark Martin be driving that car?
I have no idea. I'm not sure. Somebody who knows more about that than I do would be able to tell you that.
Martin's an older gentleman.
Oh, I see. I'm sorry. I missed that.
It's not nearly as funny
okay,
now.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, when you have to explain it, that's true. All right.
Now, there's somebody that likes NASCAR that's going, hey, that's funny.
Yeah, I don't care who you are. So anyway, we normally talk to Bill Flores. We're not talking to him today. We'll, I think, probably talk to him next week. But we do have an opportunity to talk about an elected official.
Oh, well, good.
Oh, excuse me, it's a former elected official.
We always enjoy that.
Former elected official who had to resign and apologize more than maybe any elected official ever has. And we're talking former South Carolina governor, what's his name? Mark Sanford. Mark put an ad out in the newspaper. And if you're a Texan, if you're a patriotic Texan, you pretty much remember the Alamo, right?
Certainly.
Well, Mark has somehow found a way to misremember the Alamo.
Uh-oh.
Here's what he said. Quote, I leave you with one last thought. In March of 1863, note that, this was a similar time. A South Carolinian by the name of William Travis drew a line in the sand with his sword and simply asked those who would stay and fight to cross it. His efforts and those who died with him there at the Alamo ultimately inspired Texans to come to the aid of their brethren and defeat Santa Anna's army, though they were outnumbered at the onset 6-1.
Wow.
I'm outnumbered right now, but we'll fight to the end toward freedom and financial sanity in Washington, so important sustaining. I'll ask you to cross the line and fight with me. Again, March 1863, which actually was not right.
No.
He almost got it right. Because, you know, in 1863, I believe we were in the War of Northern Aggression by then, and memory serves, at least in my fifth grade history class, I believe it was 1836. But
I believe you are correct.
Nice job, Gov.
6-3 and 3-6 is an easier mistake to make than if it just was totally off.
Let's give him a pass. That's exactly right. He's
maybe
finding out
he's
who typed
dyslexic.
That
I'll stand up for him on that.
That's what I was thinking.
Could be there. That's true. He's stand up for your dyslexic brother.
That's a lot more understandable than someone who's just dumb.
Stand up for your dyslexic brother.
Or fails
brethren.
To check.
Shouldn't you?
Yeah. Facts.
Somebody's got to, right?
I got his back or his front,
okay, that's
whatever.
Right. Yeah, okay. The FBI says a car is stolen every 44 seconds in U.S. America. The National Insurance Crime Bureau has compiled the list. Once again, the 10 most stolen vehicles. So, I don't know if it's a list you want to be on, but number 10 is the Nissan Sentra, 1994, 2002 Ford Explorer, 2004 Dodge Ram pickup.
Wait a minute,
full size.
Wasn't the Ford Exploder the Exploder then? Wasn't that when they had the problems?
Explorer.
That was a that was about then when that happened, wasn't it? I'm not sure. Maybe that's has something to do with hello.
There's something else wrong with that article. We didn't win the Alamo.
Yeah, that's a good
exactly.
point.
Exactly. That's what I thought. That's what I was thinking, but I thought, well, no one else said it, so maybe I'm confused.
Yeah, no. That's
it is early.
Yeah, that's fine. Let's see. Number 6 is the Acura Integra, no longer sold, but people want its parts. Number 5 is the 2000 Dodge Caravan, the 1991 Camry, your Ford F-150 full-size pickup, which, of course, is the top-selling vehicle in America, and number 3. Number 2 is a Honda Civic, and number 1 is the 1994 Honda Accord.
So you're telling me that there is a minivan in the list of the most stolen vehicles?
As a matter of fact, the Dodge Caravan, which I believe Dodge started minivans.
I think you're right.
The Caravan was
soccer it. Moms steal those.
But again, when the number one car is almost 20 years old, okay? I mean, we're talking the 1994 Honda Accord.
Well, I never said they wanted to keep the car intact.
Well, I know. What that means is, obviously, there are a lot of them still on the road. I mean, they must be pretty dependable.
Yeah.
I don't know that Honda necessarily wants to do an ad about that, but you know why we're the most stolen car? Because they're still around. All right, children as young as 4 are becoming addicted to smartphones and iPads. Not if you don't give it to them. Not if you don't give it to them.
Very true.
And they require psychological treatment. Experts have warned that parents... Gosh. I know, really.
Wow.
Parents who allow babies and toddlers to access tablet computers for several hours a day are in danger of causing dangerous, their words, long-term effects. A patient being treated in the UK, of course. A girl just 4 years old. Her parents enrolled her in compulsive behavior therapy after she became increasingly distressed and inconsolable when the iPad was taken away from her. What kind of idiots does she have as parents?
Great question.
Her use of the device had escalated over the course of a year. She had become addicted to using it up to 4 hours a day.
Holy cow!
A UK doctor says that the young technology addicts experience the same withdrawal symptoms as alcoholics and heroin addicts. Oh, come on.
Get the kid a ball and bat and go outside.
Yeah, or
it's
a cardboard box.
It's not like they don't have good weather there. It's a lot better than our weather.
In England?
Yeah.
Oh,
I walked everywhere in England.
Okay.
Here it's like just too hot.
Okay. Again, no matter what the weather, give them something else to play with. Yay!
It's time for spring cleaning, and the Household Hazardous Waste and Computer Collection event can help. Bring your paint, computers, batteries, pesticides, motor oil, expired medicines, and household cleaning products April 27th from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. to the University Services Building. Take Harvey Road going east from Highway 6. Entrance is on the left after Veterans Park. No entry will be allowed from University Drive. For more information, call 764-3809 or visit them online at bbswma.com.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
While the fountain of youth is just wishful thinking, Childs Dermatology can help you minimize those frown lines and wrinkles around your eyes and mouth. They have solutions to reverse the signs of aging, like Cool Touch Laser Therapy to rebuild and replenish your own natural collagen. The new Botox-type treatment, Dysport, to improve frown lines, and Restylane fillers to add volume and fullness for a more youthful appearance. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or click childsdermatology.com.
Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Yesterday, we discussed some of the underlying problems that often drive financial conflict in marriage. Once those issues have been examined, you're ready to move towards solutions. And first, you've got to decide to live within your means. Most couples struggling with debt have no real idea how much they spend each month on groceries, car payments, and entertainment. And you've got to be willing to take a closer look at the cost of your lifestyle. When you don't live on what you earn, it's not a matter of if, but when your finances will be sent crashing over the edge. Secondly, develop a plan for how money is spent. There are a number of resources available to walk you through the nuts and bolts of how to do that. But for now, understand that a plan is a crucial tool to help you live within your means and to make saving for a rainy day possible. Why do you want to do this? Well, because budgets force you to prioritize your spending. It may mean less of this or that, which admittedly are tough decisions and key reasons many folks avoid budgets altogether. But remember the goal here: getting your money under control so you can reduce the conflict threatening your relationship. The good news is that choices about finances don't have to become a straitjacket. They really can not only liberate your bank account, but your marriage and relationships as well. To help your marriage thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
So I knew it was important to have life insurance to protect our family, but I was putting it off. But then yesterday, a girlfriend of mine asked me, point blank, what would happen if you lost your husband? How would you pay the bills? The mortgage? The car payments? Food? And that's when it really hit me, and I realized I needed to get us life insurance. Right now. So I called AIG Direct, and in less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $17 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing the kids and I are protected. And my husband was so happy I got the quote.
Save up to 70% when you get term life insurance through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%.
1-800-294-6051. That's 1-800-294-6051. Call 1-800-294-6051.
10 till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Folks, it's termite time in the Brazos Valley. They do love to eat the wood on your home and business. Actually, termites are in lots of Bryan College Station homes year-round, but spring's the time when they're most visible. So, who do you call if you think you got them? Pretty easy. ABC Home and Commercial Services. They're the choice of more Brazos Valley homeowners than any other area pest control company. They practice extraordinary customer service, good, fair, competitive pricing, and they employ only the top specialists in the country. In fact, they protect my home, too. Plus, they use one of the best products in the industry, Termidor. Termidor is a unique product that offers 100% control in 3 months or less. With Termidor, ABC will guarantee termite control for 5 years, and they'll repair any new damage. So remember, termite season is here. It's upon us. Keep ABC's number handy. That's 361-0500. 361-0500, ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It is 7:51. Fighting Texas Aggie baseball, up until recently, been great in midweek games, but they were doomed by Texas State's three-run second inning and lost 4-1 decision against the Bobcats. A&M drew first blood in the top of the first inning. Blake Almond laced a single through the right side of the infield and stole second. Then Cole Langford plated Almond with a two-out double and into the gap, and that gave A&M the 1-0 advantage, but that was all the Aggies could manage. The Aggies, now 22-20, complete their eight-game road swing with a three-game SEC set against in Tuscaloosa against the Alabama Crimson Tide. First pitch for the game slated for 6:35 on Friday with all the action here on WTAW. The commissioner spent years deciding and designing the new BCS championship that debuts in 2014. Looks like that's all spent time-wise, but not on the name. They came up with College Football Playoff. That was the best they could do. No longer the BCS, it will be the CFP. College Football Playoff site launched late yesterday afternoon, complete with four potential logos, open to fan voting. And the voting runs through Monday the 3rd. With all the changes coming to college football, comes more scrutiny. Here's Matt Hayes, the senior writer for the Sporting News on CBS Radio yesterday.
Now here we go. And now they realize, wait a second, these guys are going to have to be accountable for everything they do.
Right.
They're going to have to be accountable for every decision they make. And no longer will it be, okay, let's keep buying what we've got. Now it's going to be, well, wait, why did you pick this team over that team? And then there's going to have to be tangible answers. There's not going to be, well, with some computer geek with his formula that no one knows, it's not going to be, well, the voter in Waterloo, Iowa picked this team ahead of that team, so that's why they made it. Now it's, okay, here it is.
Yeah.
What do you got?
And ESPN reported yesterday Cowboy Stadium in Arlington will be the host for the inaugural playoff game in January of 2015. The game will be played Monday, January the 12th, and host the winners of the playoffs' first semifinals to be played on New Year's Day. On the eve of the NFL draft, Jen Brown from ESPN sat down with Luke Jokel to get his take on leaving Texas A&M early.
It was hard. A lot of thought came into it, a lot of prayer, and, talked with my family a ton, and then the coaching staff and Coach Selman and Coach Anderson, and, it was hard. I was dead set on coming back for the longest time just because, you go to a school and you plan on being there for maybe even 5 years, and it's hard to leave such a great school like A&M early, with the season we had and the season we could have had next year. Just it's hard to leave, but I felt like I was ready, and I just had to jump on the opportunity.
Turning now to the NBA playoffs, the Miami Heat and the New York Knicks have a 2-0 lead in the NBA Eastern Conference quarterfinals. Dwayne Wade scored 21 points to beat Milwaukee 98-86. Here's King James.
I think for us, we put ourselves in a position to close the game out. We've been in every little situation we could imagine. So it's like, okay, it's the fourth quarter. Let's buckle down defensively. Let's try to get to our game offensively, and let's try to bring this home.
Carmelo Anthony poured in 34 points, and the Knicks outscored Boston 32-11 in the third and went on to win 87-71. Here's Carmelo Anthony.
Well, forget the offense. What we did in the second half in both games, buckled down on the defensive end, that's what won the game.
Stephen Curry contributed 30 points and 13 assists as the Golden State Warriors beat the Nuggets 131-117 in a real defensive matchup there in Denver to even the Western Conference quarterfinal series to a game apiece. In the NHL's run to the playoffs, Logan Couture and Joe Pavelski scored within 30 seconds of each other in the third period to help the Sharks clinch their ninth straight playoff berth and come from behind win with a 3-2 victory over the Dallas Stars. In baseball yesterday...
That's drilled out to straightaway center field. Gentry giving chase. He's at the wall. Leaps up. Down a big fly for Howie Kendrick. 4-0 Angels.
Kendrick did it again, but it was in the 11th inning, and he finished with four RBIs, leading the Los Angeles Angels to a 5-4 victory over the Texas Rangers Tuesday. The Astros, Marwin Gonzalez homered. Bud Norris rebounded from a tough start last time out, and the Stros snapped a three-game losing skid with a 3-2 victory over the Seattle Mariners. That's your sports, brought to you by Awards & More, providing you the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Awards & More has a variety of promotional products and specialty items to help you promote your business. Awards & More, 710 North Rosemary and Bryan, can personalize any number of gifts to help you get the word out. Your first stop for plaques, trophies, medals, and custom awards should always be Awards & More. And Awards & More does silk screening for t-shirts. Call 696-3886 or go to the website at awardsandmoreinc.com. Awards & More, 710 North Rosemary Drive in Texas, across from Luby's.
This time of year means working on the lawn, enjoying the boat, or riding a motorcycle. But you can't start your fun if you can't start your engine. At Batteries Plus, we can test your batteries to make sure they're ready to spring into action. And if you need a battery, our huge selection and helpful advice makes it easy for you to start the season right. Batteries Plus. Get what you need.
Visit Batteries Plus in College Station on the corner of Texas and Holloman and save $10 on X2 Power motorcycle batteries now through May 31st after rebate. Batteries Plus. Get what you need.
In the studio with Jen Zweiker from Zweiker & Associates at Keller Williams. Now, we talked earlier about how well March was working.
Mm-hmm.
But in general, how is just 2013 working for you?
Well, the numbers in March compared to the previous few years are reflective of what we've seen in the entire first quarter of the year. So if we look at specific numbers, quarter one, 2011, we sold just over $58 million. 2012, just over $67 million. In 2013, for the Bryan-College Station area, over $80 million.
Well, and because you and I are friends on Facebook, I saw you bragging on your staff about the number of homes and things that you've done, particularly this month.
I'm very proud of them. Yes, as of last week, they listed 22 homes for sale and had 14 under contract, which is quite an accomplishment in just over 2 weeks.
If you'd like to find out more information about buying or selling a home, go to zarealestate.com.
Hi, this is Thomas with BCS Tires and Lifts. If you're making summer travel plans, make sure to include a trip to BCS Tires and Lifts to keep your car running great all summer long. BCS Tires and Lifts is your locally owned Tire Pros dealer. BCS Tire Pros is offering a great selection of top name brand tires and auto service, all backed with a nationwide warranty and free roadside assistance for 1 year. That's right, a free roadside assistance and a nationwide warranty. Give us your keys and put your mind at ease. Call us at 979-314-2484 or go online at bcstirepros.com.
You know, we just don't have enough options when it comes to hamburgers at fast food restaurants. You know,
nope.
We need some more.
Yeah. Why not?
I saw a commercial for, what, Burger King, and they're now like stuffing cheese in a hamburger bun or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, see, McDonald's has product that they don't sell here in U.S. America. And BurgerBusiness.com says we need to have these. For instance, the McMuffin barbecue pork.
Huh.
This German variation of the sausage McMuffin ditches the egg, doubles up on the cheese, tosses some lettuce in there with barbecue sauce for good measure.
Sounds good enough.
The Greek Mac. Like the Big Mac, but Greek. Except it's sold in the Netherlands. We'll figure that one out. It's got beef, yogurt sauce, red onion, tomato, and lettuce, and it's on pita bread.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
Okay.
Sounds like kind of like a so it's not Euro.
It's not like two all-beef patty special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame
it's
seed
a
bun.
It's a UN burger.
That's it. The 1955 burger. Another contender from Germany. This sandwich